Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's called the Minnesota Parents Bill of Rights. It's echoing other measures nationwide that are looking to limit what public schools can teach. Senator Justin Eichhorn, Republican from Grand Rapids, said the package aims to empower parents in their children's education. They believe children, he claims Democrats believe children belong to the system and not to their parents, and we believe that is wrong. I don't believe that. I'm a parent with kids in public school, and I feel very empowered in my children's education. I can call the teacher, I can email the teacher, I can look at the parent portal, I can read any of the 50 million emails that they send me every day about their status, about their things that they were graded, about their school lunch, about if they were absent or tardy that day. There is so much communication between the school and me. It's too much, quite frankly. I delete a lot of those emails. No offense, but I can be as involved as I want to be because the school, in my opinion, the public school that my kids go to, is doing a great job keeping me informed. And I also talk to my children about what they're learning. So this package includes a bill that would require districts and teachers to provide a range of information to parents, including syllabus details. So again, that's what the Senate Republicans are planning to bring back. They also want to establish a bunch of other things, but particularly we're talking about the Minnesota Parents Bill of Rights. So what do teachers think about this? Mark Westfall is a social studies teacher in South St. Paul. And Mark, we've had him on the show before. We love dropping in and getting his perspective. Mark, you've heard about this, right?
Oh, I've absolutely heard about it. And okay. I think you had mentioned a comment sort of about the political posturing or the gesturing that's out there. Grandstanding, I think, is the phrase you used. And mm-hmm. I do think a lot of it is political grandstanding. With the Parents' Bill of Rights that was just proposed within the last day or so, there's about five different bills, and frankly, about three of them already exist in state statute. They've just added a little bit more language. The problem is a lot of that language is ambiguous at best. It doesn't give any clarification to what exactly is needed to. What it's going to do, though, is create talking points for the next 6 to 8 months before an election, create talking points immediately after an election, and not really deliver much of anything that parents actually need or could use.
Don't parents have access to the syllabus and to all of your curriculum now? And would this create more work for you?
It could create more work. And again, it goes back to the vague writing of what's actually in the proposed bills. Most teachers do create a syllabus for their courses. And just like any college syllabus as well, things could change throughout the year. one of the things that should be taken into consideration by the senators who drafted this is state statute already dictates that teachers need to modify, differentiate, and adapt different lessons or learning abilities for different students. So we're doing that on a regular basis to begin with. In my 13-year career, I've had a handful of students ask me, or a handful of parents contact me and ask, what am I teaching about? Or my son or daughter said this, I need clarification. Mm-hmm. But in 13 years, I've never been asked to provide alternate materials for a child. And again, that's actually already codified in state statute that that we can. Some of the language, though, Senate File 2909, for example, says that the legislature further finds that important information relating to a minor child should not be withheld, either inadvertently or purposely, from a child's parent, including a child's health, well-being, or education. I frankly don't know what that means, and none of the senators are going to clarify what that means either. Basically, it's saying it's accusing public school teachers of withholding information, but they won't say what information is being withheld or what exactly needs to be reported. So things like that are added into some of these series of about five bills that makes it really hard to defend or argue what are you actually saying? What are you for? What are you against? But it's a great soundbite.
Yeah. And we should call it like it is. This is parents who don't want like things like critical race theory or the Holocaust taught in their kids' school. That's what this is. Because if you teach critical race theory, which, by the way, just to be fully clear, nobody is teaching critical race theory. It is a college level theory, often not being taught ever in any college. No public school teaches critical race theory. And I got that from our Department of Education high ups when we had them on the show. You don't teach critical race theory, do you? Do you, Mark?
You're 100% correct in what you just said. Critical race theory is not something that's taught in Minnesota schools. Now, where some people want to believe it is because more and more history teachers and geography teachers have been more inclusive in the history that they have been teaching. For example, I, along with numerous teachers throughout the state, will look at the standards and say, yes, we need to have the voices of the marginalized people who haven't been necessarily in all of our textbooks over the course of history for lots of different reasons. So you've got Paul Gazelka, and he's gone on the record numerous times in the last couple of days, again, saying that this is aimed at the social studies standards. So I serve on the, I'm the vice president of the Minnesota Council for the Social Studies. And one of the things that we've been upset about, and we've tried to reach out to these different legislators who are propagating these falsehoods, I think is the best way to put it, is they continue to say stuff like, during the state standards revision, they're trying to eliminate George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, World War I, World War II, and the Holocaust from the standards. It couldn't be the furthest thing from the truth. But again, they're great talking points to rally a base, to get upset, to get motivated to try to make change at an election time. It's disheartening. It's disservicing for the state of Minnesota. And furthermore, when we take it to the next step of one of the bills is, again, to try to get more money into private schools or charter schools with the voucher system. I understand the concept of trying to, you know, you're just trying to get education for every child in the state. However, where the argument fails is our state constitution in the 13th article specifically says that education is going to be created by the state for the state's public school education system for all students. So it doesn't pass the muster test at times when the arguments come out, and you see them at pivotal times when it starts coming closer to a general election or when you start having different races start to heat up in the Minnesota legislature. So it really is disheartening.
But parents and students have the option of going to a charter school. They have the option of creating a charter school. They have the option of going to private school if they want to. I guess, again, this seems like a false argument, and I'm hearing you say it's based on lies because they're claiming and whipping up their base that you are eliminating things like George Washington, which is just a flat-out lie. You're not doing that.
That's again, absolutely correct. And the thing about the Minnesota State Standards revision process within the past year, it's been open to the public. They've held numerous town hall meetings. It's been live streamed. They've had public comment sessions to be able to do this. When you go to school board aspects too, Senator Chamberlain and Senator Gazelka both said that, you know, there's no way for parents to be involved in the process. They're being eliminated from the process in favor of teachers who want to restrict them. Absolutely not.
True?
School board meetings are open to the public. The curriculum, which is the actual lessons that teachers are going to teach, that's created at the district level, not at the state level. The state's responsible for setting the standards. Here's the subset of, now we could have a different argument. It's incredibly difficult to teach 64 different standards in a 6th and 7th grade history class over the course of 39 weeks and have valuable meaning to that. That's incredibly difficult. Mm-hmm. But that's not the argument either. Their argument is the curriculum. So why are we creating state statute when it is a local issue? And that's the ironic thing. Most GOP members want education to be controlled locally by parents. So why are we also creating the overarching state laws that do exactly what they claim they don't want it to do? Create more bureaucracy at the top level. Would it create more work for me? Maybe. I don't know for sure. As you pointed out, I have almost every single thing that I do in the classroom is on, we have a product called Schoology. Others use Google Classroom. Others just have websites. My information's there. Any parent can access it pretty much at any time. And again, it's set up that you do go to your school board and ask for curriculum. You say, what are you doing? What is your process for your review cycle within your district? I want to be involved in that. That aspect isn't happening right now.
So, Mark, and by the way, we're speaking with Mark Westfall, who is a social studies teacher in South St. Paul. So if I'm a parent of your student and I say, hey, Mark, can you please share your curriculum with me right now? What's your answer?
What part of it do you want? How much of it do you want? And how quickly do you need it? Because it's going to take a little bit of time. Right now, again, I'm constantly evolving and adapting what's going to take place in my classroom. I've got my outline. Currently, we're talking about the Civil War in sixth grade Minnesota studies. But what I did last year needs to be tweaked and modified a little bit. I'm going to find a new source that I'm going to put in there. The kids are going to take me in a slightly different direction to get to our end goal. And that's the way education should be. If you're asking me to put out a set of curriculum and lesson plans a month in advance, or as some have argued, an entire year in advance, it's impossible. And if you're doing that, you're doing your own students a disservice because you're not differentiating. You're not adapting. You're just piecemealing everything together. Say, here's the rubber stamp. Here's how it took place. Bam, let's move on. That's not how education works. It's not how kids' minds work. It's not how teachers should work. So I'm going to word it a lot nicer than that, but I'm going to ask, what parts do you want to know about? Do you have a concern? And then I want to sit down with you in person if possible, because it could just be a misunderstanding, or maybe they do want to see the whole process. If they do, great. Here's my computer. I'll start projecting some things up. Let's go over it. What are your concerns? Now,
Mark,
when I and other
teachers
have reached out.
Are you trying to hide anything? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I sure hope I'm not trying to hide anything. What I was going to say is I am curious what some of our lawmakers are potentially trying to hide. We've reached out to them. We've said, talk to us. We're the people that are in charge of implementing the system of social studies delivery. Why don't you invite us to the table and ask your questions to us? We don't get responded to. And then the next day, you see another interview where, again, we're taking out World War II from the curriculum, or we're taking out the Holocaust, or Abe Lincoln is never going to be taught in schools anymore, or we're just teaching how all white people are bad. And you're sitting there scratching your head going, where is this coming from? But step back and you see that it is a national movement that's happening right now. It's not isolated to Minnesota. It's not isolated to Wisconsin. It's happening throughout nearly all the states right now, which is troubling.
Sad. Troubling, disturbing, and I go back, a political grandstanding. It is a trumped up solution created for a non-existent problem. I hope the voters of Minnesota, the parents of school children, are smart enough to see through this. You heard it from the mouth of an actual social studies teacher. He will be happy to send you what he is teaching your children, as they all will. Like I said, the communication is almost too much for me that I get from the school. But Mark, we appreciate all that you do, and we appreciate you laying this plain for us as parents and people who don't want to be fooled by the people that we elected, or we don't want to be gaslit, and we don't want to have a spin on a trumped up solution to a fake problem. Mark Westfall, social studies teacher in South St. Paul, your students are lucky to have you, and we are lucky to have you. Thank you for chatting with me today.
Thanks for taking the time. I really appreciate you giving this a space, because it's going to need it some more in the future as well, whether it's my voice or any number of others.
It's important. Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
Yep.
And we'll keep having this conversation. We're going to keep talking to teachers. We'll keep talking to lawmakers. But I also think that you and I, parents, need to keep talking. We need to keep each other honest and truthful. And the fact that we don't want to create, we got enough problems, folks. Remember, we're living through a global pandemic. We have a lot of mental health issues with our kids and ourselves. We got enough problems. We don't need ones invented and people whipped up into a frenzy about things that are not existing. This is the critical thinking skills that parents now need to employ. If you think your kids are being taught something that they're not being taught, just ask, reach out. Talk. Nobody teaches critical race theory, but I, for one, wish they would. I think it's important to know the history of Black people in this country and how they have been kept down, and how there have been laws like Red Line District and Jim Crow laws that have kept them down from getting mortgages and moving to certain neighborhoods. People should be taught that. Our children should be taught that. Juneteenth should be taught. It all should be taught, because it's truth. It is our history. We shouldn't shy from it. We should learn from it. We should welcome it. But don't worry, they're not teaching it yet, because we don't want anybody's feelings to get hurt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.